This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Here are eight of the stories that we're following this morning. First, futures point down in the major indexes this morning to start the week. This is after a great rally on Thursday and Friday after inflation came down a little bit lower, came in a little bit lower than expected on Thursday. See articles in the Bloomberg, U.S. futures wilt against Fed caution and rising yields. Also see Goldman Sachs expects significant decline in U.S. inflation in 2023. Second, Bitcoin opens right around 16,800 after a horrendous week in the world of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is down 65% year to date. Third, the entire value of FTX, the crypto exchange, has essentially been wiped out. See FTX's bust and crypto crash come with two silver linings. The big silver lining is it doesn't seem to be destroying the rest of the market. That seems to be the key take-home point in that Yahoo Finance article. Fourth, the NASDAQ is down 27.62% year-to-date, while the S&P is down 16.22%, and the Dow is down nearly 1.3%. And it's really based on, that's largely based on a good recovery Thursday and Friday that brought those indices back up a little bit. Fifth, and we'll do a separate podcast on this a little bit, the 10 largest U.S. companies by market cap are as follows by market capitalization. Apple's first, Microsoft second, Google third, Amazon fourth, Berkshire Hathaway fifth, Tesla sixth, United Health seventh, ExxonMobil eighth, J&J ninth, and Visa 10th. Apple's down around 15% year to date. The top four companies, the largest four, are worth more than $1 trillion each. The rest are not. Sixth, Meta, Facebook, is now a $300 billion company after having been a $1 trillion company. So still very big, but not nearly as big as it was. Seventh, the 10 largest companies by revenue are as follows: Walmart, Amazon, Apple, ExxonMobil, United Health, CVS, Google, McKesson, Berkshire Hathaway, and AmerisourceBergen. Eighth, thrilled today to get to record with Justin Breen and Liz Hudson on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Ninth, the latest midterm election results. U.S. Senate should end up about 50 or 51 seats for the Democrats. Second, the U.S. House should end up with about 219 to 221 seats for the Republicans. Third, governorships will likely end up 26 Republican to 24 Democrat. This had been 28 Republican to 22 Democrats. Finally, 10th, thank you to Jeremy Corr and all his help at Executive Podcast Solutions for the tremendous help in the Becker Private Equity and the Becker Healthcare Podcast. Thank you very much.